Cabinet this morning met to review the 2014 budget proposals from the Minister of Finance, Seth Tekpe. When approved, the minister will subsequently present it to Parliament next week, Tuesday. These were made known by the Minister of Information and Media Relations, Mahama Yariga, at today's daily media briefing at the Flagstaff House in Accra. Though he fell short of the specifics, he said the budget will focus on areas such as job creation, infrastructural development, and greater efficiency in the management of the public purse.
Today there's a cabinet meeting to review the budget proposals from the Minister for Finance for approval by cabinet so that it can be presented to Parliament next week. I am unable to give you the details, but how different will this budget be? I think we would find out next week when the Finance Minister presents it to the House, but all sort of speculations are out there. I think that there's merit to all the speculations. Clearly, our target will continue to be how to manage the deficit, how to grow the economy, how to create more jobs, how to meet our commitments in terms of infrastructure development, and how to ensure greater efficiency in the management of public finances and resources.
On overspending, as has been the case previously, Mr. Yariga identified the major causes as the energy crisis, domestic borrowing and wages. He outlined measures put in place to forestall future occurrences.
Most of the time, the areas where you experience overspending, mostly it has to do with wages and salaries, because those ones, you present the budget to Parliament. Then after you have presented the budget to Parliament and gotten the approval, then you now go and negotiate with Labour on what salary increment they should get for that year, which is not captured by that budget that was approved. And that is why, if you notice this year, there was an initiative to ensure that the salary increment was negotiated before the budget, so that that figure will be factored into the budget. And that then makes it difficult for you to overspend. Unless during the year something happens outside the framework of the agreement, and then you make commitments that are not captured in the budget. One of the things that also was a major challenge was the energy situation. When you project to resolve the energy crisis, let's say by May, you are expecting to get gas from Nigeria by May. And so in your budget, you prepare for payment to VRA for fuel for up to May for the use of their thermal plants. And then by May, you don't get the gas from Nigeria. And you still have to provide funding for them to continue to generate energy. That is outside the budget. One of the problems that we realized also was the fact that we borrowed domestically and the interest rates are relatively very high. And that is why we went to the international financial markets, took some money to at least settle some of the domestic loans.
Minister of Information and Media Relations, Mahama Yariga, at the Daily Media Briefing.